22-22-0. Bare knuckle.
Radio.
Bare knuckle, motherfucker. Bare knuckle, baby. Hardcore shit. Motherfucker was throwing kicks, and I was throwing punches. How often you see that shit, man? We're talking, like, excuses all the time. These dudes with no fucking haters are like, oh, like Mental Stanley, for example. Bitch-ass motherfucker would always be like, oh, how come these MMA guys you beat and these kickboxers and these black belt guys that you beat, how come they can't throw kicks? Well, because it's boxing. It's you know, when we have gloves on, it's supposed to be boxing rules. But there was no gloves, so anything goes. He didn't want to put on the gloves. I said, hey, fuck it, fine. What now? That motherfucker was 210 pounds. Yeah, like, he weighed in, he was 210, he was a big guy. You know, he was just, like, short. He was shorter, but he was a heavyweight. You know what I'm saying? And that motherfucker got the shit kicked out of him, bro. And he was, you could literally, even though the camera guy was sitting down and he was, man, he was not a good camera guy, but you could still see me connect on him. Like, when I punched Troy, you can't see me hit Troy's face, but you could obviously tell that I hit him in the face. You know what I'm saying? Same shit here. That left hook, man, that was just like another nail in the haters' coffin. You motherfuckers have a pretty big coffin for you to be talking to this point. But I did see some messages that said, nobody cares, so long, bye-bye, Charlie. Hey, I hope so. Just leave. I don't want your props. I don't want your... Just leave. Just fuck off. Stop making videos about me. Just fuck off. You can't get on with your life because you don't have one, but get on with something. Get on with your psychiatry rehab. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever the fuck. Stop making videos about the greatest boxer of all time. I am the fucking GOAT. I proved it. It's gotten to the point where you people look more, I don't even know what to say. You look ridiculous. You look psychotic. You just, enough. I'm the best. I proved you all wrong. Accept it and move on. You like to hate on people. We'll hate. Listen, there's literally seven billion people? There's a lot of people in this world, man. I'm not the only one. So go hate on someone else. You want to hate on someone famous? There's a lot of famous people. You want to hate on somebody talented? I'm not the only talented. Well, I'm the most talented fighter in the world, but I'm the best fighter in the world. But there's other LeBron, Kevin Durant, I don't know, football, Tom Brady. There's a lot of great athletes out there, man. Go hate on them. Not on me, because I have proven you wrong in every aspect of not just boxing, not just fighting, but life. Women, life. I've been married. Don't worry about who my second wife is going to be or who my last girlfriend was or what girl I'm talking to now or what girl I'm going to see tonight, which is tonight or tomorrow, or which is supposed to be Bunny, but that doesn't matter. That's my life. If I make it public, that's because I feel like it. That doesn't mean you can still, yeah, when you put something out public, you know, but the thing is, these people take it too far. You don't call the places where she works. That's like, what the fuck is that going to do? And I know the girl. Like, this girl, Bree, I used to date just recently. I have her phone number. You could call her former job all you want. I still got her number. I could still fuck her. You know what I mean? You can't stop me from doing what I ultimately want to do. You can't. You call one gym, hey, there's another gym. You call that other gym, there's a third gym. You call the third gym, there's going to be a fourth gym. I'm always going to win fights. I'm going to find a girl that will stick with me like Daria did, except I left Daria, the one that I'm not going to have to leave, or a girl that's not going to leave me. This is it. Maybe Daria's the one. I don't know. Because I've spoke to some people, and I've been hearing some, it's, you know, good and bad things. But, you know, like I said, let's talk about the fight, man. This son of a bitch, I come in, I challenge like maybe like 7-8 people. You know, like one dude was a fighter. He was a martial artist, like Kung Fu, Taekwondo, some shit. Blue belt. And he said he had shoulder surgery. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, yeah, you see what I'm saying? I'm not, come on, man. I didn't touch him. Like, I told him, go work on your rehab, man. He what, bro? You know what I mean? That's it. I hate Barbossa because he was mainstream. I fucking hate the mainstream. You all know this. They literally, the mainstream, mainstream boxing, mainstream period. Well, I mean, not the NBA, but yeah, there's some clowns, but, you know, come on. I've met a lot of basketball players in real life, so, I mean, they don't really care about. Some do, you know, and that's why I stopped rooting for certain teams, and that's why there's been team changes and all that shit, but that's the reason. Before, I used to stick with only the Lakers, but anyways, the Warriors on my team. But look, this clown, Deontay Wilder, pissed me off to the point that I went and beat the fuck out of a heavyweight black belt martial artist guy without my gloves. I wanted to go with gloves. Here's how it started. So I come up to try to fist bump this dude to start a conversation about having a potential fight. And he ends up getting up, and this dude, he starts throwing kicks at me. I slip all of them. He threw like two or three, just like you saw in the video, but he threw them higher. He threw them higher towards me, and I was like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? I'm like, you're done. Boom, hit him in the sternum, jab. I'm like, back the fuck up, motherfucker. And he has a smile on his face, and he's just like, I'm like, is this dude crazy? Is this dude like... A, is he crazy? Is he joking around? B, or is he really fighting? C, like one of the three. And then I realize he's really fighting. And then the son of a bitch throws another kick. I slip that shit too. And then I hit him in the sternum. Bam, again. I went two body punches right there. And then this dude tries to grab me, and I just hit him in the jaw. Boom. Right hook. He lets go. So, damn, you know what indication that gives me? That gives me an indication that I can not only beat your ass in boxing, but I can beat anybody's ass in MMA because he's a black belt. That's what I'm saying. Jason Nabisky tried to fight me. We fought. I beat the shit out of him. Boxing is my sport. I would not want to cross over. Of course I can beat the fuck out of Brock Lesnar and Conor McGregor and Jon Jones in an MMA fight. Of course I can. And I would easily. And I would do it if it came down to it, but it's just MMA is not my sport. I mean, no, it's not. No, but I've gotten so good in boxing that I can literally hop in a cage and destroy it. And I mean, I beat a Bellator fighter, but that was boxing rules. But I'm talking, I got nothing to prove. See, the problem with that would be if I do this, if instead of 223, I go 1-0 for my first MMA fight, it's just one win versus 222? Come on. I'd rather keep going and win. And street fights count on my boxing record because when I won the title in Vegas, my very first title defense was a street fight because the guy I fought named Roderick Smith was an MMA fighter. He had no gloves, and I had gloves, just like the Army Ranger. That's a street fight. If somebody does not have gloves, and if one party has gloves and the other party doesn't, that means it's a street fight. Even though we were boxing, it's still a street fight. But I box when I street fight, and it's underground. Therefore, boxing matches and street fights count on my boxing record. Of course, it's mostly boxing, and I prefer mostly boxing because I like boxing better. But, dude, you don't understand. Like, okay, when I come into the gym, I'm a tiny bit nervous, a little bit, even me. But once I start fighting, it's normal. The jitters, not only do they go, they're not there at all, literally not there at all. And it's literally, when I'm in the moment now, like, you know how it felt punching that dude? Especially that left hook? Oh, my God, dude. It felt like practice, literally. It's a fight. I'm literally beating the shit out of this guy, bare knuckle, but it felt like practice. It felt like I'm hitting a bob. Damn, now I know why. Yesterday I trained so hard yesterday, I'm thinking like, man, this next win is going to be nice. And I'm thinking like, why am I training? It's not even April yet. Damn. I bet I surprised a lot of you delusional motherfuckers out there, man. I won on March 31st, 2018. Three wins this month, three wins last month, seven wins in January, 13 wins and we're not even in April yet. Tomorrow we will be. You know, so I'm going to say Happy Easter to my fans because I'm not doing the radio tomorrow. I don't know. Probably not. We'll see. Probably not. But, yeah, I mean, now all these sick fucking schizo motherfuckers, these troll TV, these mental Stanley, you know. Look, all these people, all right? Flagger, this dirty shirt dude. This retard. Hey, you seen the new GOAT shirt? Gray with white trim. Gray, white, and black. Black lettering, GOAT, the greatest of all time. Charlie Zonoff. Hey, it's fucking clean, man. Just brand new, literally. UPS brought it. So, all you people look fucking red. Oh, fake belt. Another black belt guy gets his ass beat. It's like this dude is so retarded. He would make videos, fighting Diaz. Hey, I beat and fought a better 18-0. What's his name? But this guy beat today would crush that fucking ESPN dude. Because he actually fought. This ESPN dude got punched one time. You all seen the lead right hand I hit him with. That's how I hit fucking Barbosa. Same, just like that, precision punch. Boom, I hit him. I didn't, like, apply damage power. No, the left hook was a power. That was a power shot. But I'm saying the Barbosa, I just punched him like that. And guess what he did? Nothing. He gets up and says, yo, what the fuck? That's it. But he was on ESPN. He gets paydays. You know, you guys get always talk about paydays. Paydays. How come his paydays didn't help him? How come he didn't make me pay? I made him pay, man. Exactly. Because the mainstream and ESPN and all that shit is fucking fake. And Joshua and Parker, I guarantee you, mark my fucking words, it's going to be a boring, dull, fucking, if not fixed, boring-ass fight. Clinch fest. Joshua's probably going to win. Regardless of, look, I don't trust that crap. After all the dives I've seen on that shit, and I would gladly knock out Anthony Joshua or whoever, you know, is determined, predetermined to win that fake shit, I will gladly knock out for real. Put it like that. Joshua Parker. But at least today, the world saw a real fight. There's no such thing as bare-knuckle sparring. The guy threw a fucking kick at me. I mean, fuck. You haters are done. This is it. The motherfucker threw a kick at me. Yeah, so now you know I'm in a fight. And I won that fight, obviously. I smashed him. Yeah, so you people are fucking done. You're done. Talked all that hoop, blah, 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 man. What now? Yeah, I know that like a couple weeks are going to pass. You fucking retards are going to reappear and make your stupid videos. Well, I'm telling you, after May 3rd, I can ignore you now completely. But after, you know, every, I don't know if I'm going to fight on May 3rd. Maybe I'll fight May 1st. I don't know. After every victory, I'm going to clown you fucking retards. And the only way I stop clowning you and rubbing in the wins, the only way I stop is if you sick motherfuckers stop making videos about me. You stop making videos about me. You stop prank calling. You stop fucking calling places where I go and pick up hot girls that you can only dream of getting. You know, like strip clubs, and you people are retarded. I have came back to that place after you've called. Because I warned them first. I told them. They know who I am. They've seen me. I said, hey, this is the champ. I was with Bunny, you know, the hot Playboy girl. Hey, what's up, champ? You all heard it. There's some crazy stalkers on the internet that are going to call. I literally told them. They will call. They will say some crazy shit. Do not listen to them. This is it. Boom. Done. I'm allowed at Sam's Half Bro at any time I want. This is it. You people would take it too far. It's one thing to hate in a little gay comment section, and it's a whole different thing to call up a place where I go to and meet beautiful girls, or call my dad and call my fax phone, and that's like taking it to the extreme. That's taking it to the extreme where, like, you're invading my private, my life. You know what I'm saying? And the power punching that I show today, you know, you don't want to fuck with somebody who's this strong, this fast, you know, this dedicated to my craft. You know, and the craft is boxing. The craft is a combat sport. You don't want to fuck with me. If I was like a basketball player or like a hockey player or something, or football, or any team sport, then. But I'm a boxer. Do you understand that? I'm a fighter. If I see you somewhere by accident, you're fucked. And I recognize you, and I think, oh, wait, that's that one clown that did this and this and this and that. You're gone. You're getting knocked out. Just remember that. This goes for everybody who, you know, who try to be on my bad side. So just be careful, man. Be careful wherever you're walking, man. You could be on the street. You could be at a gym. You could be in a gold gym next to a ring like Barbosa. You could be at a supermarket. You could be at a motherfucking movie theater. We could be at a post office. You could be, well, I'm not going to hit you in a bank, but you know what I'm saying. Watch your back. Because now you see that I don't give a fuck about cameras. I don't give a fuck about that. Now it's all about protecting my name, my brand, and I'm doing that. With every victory, people see the truth. And I'm literally, literally on pace to not, my 500s is just, I can get to 500 or no in a couple of years. I'm on pace to 1,000 or even more, 1,000 plus wins. Oh, yeah, unbelievable, yeah. So, just remember, 10 years from now, Breakfast Club, it's going to be like the Spice Girls. Are they popular? Just for example, remember Spice Girls? They had some hot UK bitches, you know? No, they were good look. One of the bitches was fine. My point is, look, who talks about them now? That's what mainstream boxing will be like 5-10 years from now. I'm telling you. Yeah, they may still be there. They may not. But nobody like... Or mainstream boxing like MySpace. Does anybody go on MySpace? No, it's Facebook. It's Instagram. It's fucking... You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Mainstream boxing is the next MySpace. That's exactly what it is. I'm saying 10 years from now, I don't even know if it'll be there. And if it will, it's going to be like MySpace is still there. You can go on MySpace.com, but nobody goes there. Exactly. Nobody's going to watch that shit. Everybody's going to watch CharlieZonoff.com. Notice I didn't say YouTube. Yeah, if they stop flagging, then, yeah, I'll be on YouTube. You know, but there's a lot of sites. Yeah, Minds, I'm about to post a fight on Minds.com. So all you sick minds, you can go to minds.com. I always say that, you know, one of these sick motherfuckers. But yeah, man, that left hook, that was power, speed, precision, technique, all the above. Everything that you want from a boxer, I give to you and I show to you every fight. Whether it be bare knuckle, whether it be with gloves. I literally, like, when I beat up that MMA fighter with a mohawk, the way I boxed with him without gloves was phenomenal. I box better without gloves than Muhammad Ali did with gloves. And without gloves, you can have that. You can be wild. You can, you know what I mean? Because that's the style most people expect, is you to be wild because you don't got gloves. It could be like a street fight, you know. But no, man, I stay composed. I stay, you know, literally in the zone, baby. It's just Charlie's in the zone. And I hit him in the temple so hard, I was like, holy shit. Man, what a shot. Fuck. Even he said, fuck, so powerful, man. Yeah, I mean, and like, these sick fucks, oh, you assaulted an obese man, you assaulted that. I seriously, when I hear the nobody cares shit, yeah. I mean, trust me, you care, but keep saying that. Just a sign that you son of a bitch says, yeah, just fuck off then. No, if you don't care, then don't. Then why are you commenting that you don't care? If you don't care, then don't even say anything. 222 wins? 29 years old? And still the champion, baby. Charlie Zelenoff. Baby. Hey, I would knock out Anthony Joshua in one round. One round. Three punches maximum. Like today's motherfucker. Three punches maximum. But see, today it was like I was picking my shots. Today I was just like landing power shots. You know, it's like I always volume punch, but this dude, I didn't know. It was not a... Wow, man, I'm such a dynamic fighter. But today was like I was just picking my shots. I just picked them apart. That's what I'm saying, man. I'll beat you at any style. I'll rush you. That's my style. You want to literally... That's what I'm saying. This, oh, my God, man. You don't understand how much I want to smash Floyd Mayweather Jr. I mean, this guy... bare knuckle, I want to beat Mayweather at what he calls his game. With gloves, we can go whatever rules he wants. I'm 156. I don't think I could drop 9 pounds. I could drop down to his weight and knock him out cold at his gym, Mayweather gym. Get my people to record it. You heard Brandon. Rally some soldiers. Rally some troops. Yeah, get my people, my angles. Mayweather gets his angles, or Deontay Wilder. Deontay Wilder's all talk. He went on that Breakfast Club just to look good in front of, like, those two idiots, you know. But, I mean, that stupid bitch. He don't want to fight. I texted Deontay Wilder. He was hanging up on me, man. If you're going to talk shit, bring it to me. Why you going to go on some stupid radio... Use my name to boost your name, because ain't nobody knows you outside of mainstream boxing, and everybody knows me. But you're just gonna go blah blah blah. Ignore the fact that you got knocked out in the ring. Talk about your DQ bullshit. I mean, it's not normal. And the dude says he wants a dead body in his record. Dude, I said time and time again that with my power, I can, God forbid, kill somebody. In boxing, in underground boxing. But I said God forbid. I want God to forbid it from happening. Wilder, on the other hand, says that he wants it to happen, that he wants to kill somebody, that he intends to kill somebody in the ring. He's not normal. I mean, not even my worst enemy. Maybe if I was, like, maybe Dijon, but even him, fuck it, put him in, like, a brain damage him or something, but kill? That's like, I know these people piss me off, and I've said, man, I want to kill these haters. Okay, but that's different. Haters, but this guy wants to kill opponents. I mean, like, you don't like an opponent, beat the fuck out of him. Knock him out cold. Send him to the hospital. You're talking about taking somebody's life? Man, I would kill Deontay Wilder if we fought now. If I knocked him across the ring at that time, 4 years ago, dude, I was the greatest ever 4 years ago, but I was not a tenth as good as I am now. This son of a bitch has, I am a different animal. I don't even get hit anymore, period. I think, from 2013 all the way to, 2013 to 2022. 10 fights in a row, I have not gotten hit. No. I mean, in the body, yeah, but no, I'm talking about headshots. 10 fights in a row, my face clean. In boxing, you get hit a lot. Well, most regular boxers, like, you know, I'm the GOAT, I'm not regular. So when you go 10 fights in a row without getting hit, and you got a record of 222-0, that's what I call... perfection, excellence at its finest. Charlie Zonoff, the greatest of all time. Have a nice day, everyone.